Hi everyone, I'm here with Suzanne Sweeney, who is a holistic life coach. Hi Suzanne.
Hi Charlotte, how are you doing?
I'm good, so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell me what that means and give me a little background on being a holistic life coach and how you came to be one.
Sure. Before that, I have a degree in mathematics and I worked in a biotech company. Doing enzymology and biochemistry. And after 20 years of that, I really started to feel a pull to look at what my other passions were and do something with that. So good, healthy food and movement and exercise were two passions of mine. And I quit my job and went to study at the Czech Institute. And at the Czech Institute, I learned I went there thinking I'd learn mostly about nutrition and exercise. And on top of that, I learned so much more. I learned about rest and rejuvenation and happiness and how they are equally important in overall health as diet and movement. So I took that. It was really the movement piece that I thought I would focus on, that and the diet. And I ended up myself personally needing a lot of work on the quiet introspection and rest, rejuvenation, and happiness factor. So I kind of, and at the same time, I was kind of a jock. I was a marathon canoeist and kayaker, also a sprint paddler, and I was a heavy duty CrossFitter, and I got a lot of injuries.
I always love that fun fact about you. Yeah, we learned something, right?
Anything that was just, I was all about it. And the Czech Institute opened my eyes to, all right, that's all well and good, but where's the rest? And where's the, better way to move your body on top of, is this really making you happy kind of things? And so, the movement piece, I just said, okay, I want to move better. I want to not get injured so often. And so I started getting into martial arts at that point. And it's unbelievable how martial arts can teach you how to move your body to be better at your sport, but also just stronger, healthier body. Mm-hmm. And so that was a tangent I never really expected. I always kind of had an interest in martial arts, but never thought I'd really go off and become a teacher. And so it's just really encompassing overall health, the four key factors like diet, movement, rest, and happiness. And I bring that into everything that I do, to all the work that I do. And martial arts, Tai Chi and Qigong really encompass three out of those four things. It's amazing how the happiness factor just skyrockets when you're doing Qigong and Tai Chi. It's exercise. It's not just, it's quieting and calming, but it's also strength building and it's rejuvenating to the body. And then the diet portion is, I actually wrote a book, a cookbook to address the diet portion of what I do. So that's kind of, it was just a passion. That's how I got into it. And it went on this tangent to martial arts that has just really been very fulfilling in mm-hmm. my life.
So tell me, I love that. And I love the connection to, for you kind of transitioning from this athlete, right? And yet finding the connectedness of the mind body and what you're doing. And what I love just now that you said that I think is really important, probably given where we are in the pandemic, is the happiness factor. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, Suzanne, let's stand up and do this, because there's not a lot of joy for people right now. And so this is, could be a really great tool for many people given the pandemic at home, because I know you're working virtually as well, to, do a Qigong or a Tai Chi and learn that. And a lot of people have the time.
Yes. Yeah. So,
how do you work with a client? And given I know you're doing virtual work, you can speak to both, because hopefully at some point we're able to go back to in person. But how does that look, being this holistic because you have so many different buckets that you can fulfill for somebody. How does somebody enter the door and how do they leave?
Yeah. Right now, I am teaching online right now, and it's been great to keep people together, for one. And so ways to work with me are one-on-one. I work with clients individually who want to optimize all of those aspects of themselves, the diet, the movement, the happiness, the quiet. And so we can work one-on-one. I also have workshops and group sessions. Like, I have a holistic shamanism class coming up, and I teach classes weekly. So I have two Tai Chi classes every week and a Qigong class every week. And so there are various ways to work with me. And Qigong, like you said, with the happiness factor, you wouldn't necessarily put the two together, but there are movements that we do that we open our hearts, and it just, you can feel it physically. You can just feel a release and then a joy, and it kind of brings you into yourself. And which, so some people might sound a little scary to go in there, but it's calming at the same time. And you can just find this peace within yourself that everybody has. And when you find that, the happiness just sort of follows. And so, when some people are ready to dive in, do the one-on-one work, do the whole package, and some people just want to do a weekly class and move, just do some movement pieces. So there are various ways.
Can you just stop there for a sec so you can differentiate that for us? Is that, so I could come to you and I could just take Tai Chi or Qigong during the week and take my weekly classes. What does a dive in and the package look like for an individual?
Yep. We work together, so I assess your diet, your movement, what kind of exercise. I mean, some people are over-exercising, some people are under-exercising, what's the best movement for your body. So we look at all, basically it looks like those four pieces to the puzzle: the diet, the movement and exercise, the quiet. Are you really allowing yourself to quiet the mind, go inside, get to know yourself, and then the happiness factor as well. So, what brings you joy? And so we meet, maybe weekly or every couple of weeks to address all of those issues. And for some people, it might start off with just one, maybe just diet, or maybe, just rest and rejuvenation. It depends, where it's very individual. Each person is very different. But we work together for months, however long it takes, to address all of those issues. Because, there are some people who think, oh, I just want to lose weight, or I just want to tweak my diet a little bit. And then we find out, well, the reason why their diet is the way it is because they're not happy, or because they're moving in the wrong way, or something like that. And so so that's kind of the big, the most intense, or the most, the best way to work with me, really. You get the whole package.
But can I ask you a question? Because I feel like our theme right now is happiness. So, and it's so appropriate, I think, given that we're in the pandemic and how people are feeling and reacting. And generally speaking, pre-pandemic, I feel like this about, as a human race, that how often we actually think about, and I'll speak to myself, in a day, what brings us joy or happiness, that we sort of can become so stuck in our routine or very robotic about things. How often do you say to yourself, oh, what brought me joy today? Unless somebody asked you, right?
Right.
And I know, given, what I'm going through in my own life with losing my mother and being sort of, I'll say stuck in quotes with the pandemic, and sometimes happily stuck with my family because I feel joy of having my children home. But it's really, I joke that going to get my takeout coffee is my joy. It's the moment I get in the car and I see another human that I safely interact with.
Yep.
That I'm able to say, hi, Nick, and I think you just bring this really beautiful point to how we often have our heads down and we maybe don't correlate that we're unhappy. But I think the other piece that I love that you brought up is you might walk away from Qigong or Tai Chi and feel lighter and more joy, but some people might not even correlate that it was a Tai Chi and Qigong
right.
that brought them that. So I think that that's, you know, it's sort of a fun thing to learn.
It is. Well, a lot of people don't know the answer to the question, what makes you happy? What brings you joy? And that was me for a while. I, you know, it's like, well, gee, I'm a happy enough person, but I wasn't depressed, but yet I wasn't happy. You know, I was getting by, but I wasn't doing what was really in my heart, what makes my heart sing. I wasn't, and if somebody asked me and they didn't, you know, what makes you happy? And I couldn't come up with the answer, you know, I had to really, and so that's, you might not know, not everybody knows quite. I mean, there are moments that, you know, you say, oh yeah, that, you know, like you said, when you go out of the house and you're kind of free to go get your coffee and it just, you know, you have that feeling,
yeah.
but you don't think about, that just brought me joy, you know? And so, you know, we have these moments, but then, you know, a week later, somebody says, what brings you joy? And you can't even recall that. That moment. And so it just, and again, that sort of introspection will bring that to you, those answers, you know, they're all within us. So it's just, first you have to know what makes you happy and then go get it, kind of thing.
Well, and I wonder, you know, the older we get, that we get in, we develop these patterns, and we sometimes almost, I think, because you watch like a child in true joy or happiness, right? They're so unfiltered and not held back by any standard, like social standard. Yeah. And I always think of, you know, dancing or something. Like I love to go to, when I'm in the grocery store, I love to dance to the grocery store music. My kids, of course, think that's, you know, sometimes embarrassing, but I think they secretly love it. Yeah. But you know, that brings me joy to dance. But sometimes I can even admit as an adult, you feel almost inhibited. Like there are appropriate times and not appropriate times to do certain things by social standard that we stop doing. That if you were a kid, you'd pick up the hula hoop.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. Interesting. So that being said, the clients that you typically draw that come to you and are like, this is what I really want to work on and I want to dig deep?
Yeah, they tend to mostly be women between the ages of, you know, late 30s to 70s. And they are feeling like they can't quite get over some hump. And many of them don't know what that hump is. But they know, and it may be just in one part of their lives. They tend to be okay over here and okay over here, but there's this invisible thing in the way. And, you know, and some people, again, there are some people who maybe they want to lose weight. They want to learn how to eat better. Some people want, I have a lot of older women in one of my classes, and they want to keep moving. And Qigong not only keeps you physically moving, but it keeps the energy, it keeps circulation. So it's so good for balance and movement at any age. But so I have clients who, you know, there's something there and they can't quite pinpoint. They've been to various people trying to pinpoint what it is going on with them and they can't figure it out. So they come to me and we dive into all of these different areas and figure out which aspect of themselves is sort of out of balance. And again, a lot of women come to my Tai Chi and Qigong for the physical movement, for the strengthening, for the anti-anxiety relief that, you know, they get, stress relief they get, and just to keep their bodies moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just fascinated at this connection of, again, in this time, the importance of what you do and what particularly could be offered for people, as you said, experiencing anxiety, stress, I'm sure sleep.
Yes, absolutely. This is, Qigong is fantastic for insomnia. And then there are acupressure points that you can massage right before you go to bed. And if you do like 10 minutes of Qigong, certain movements before bed, it just, and even sounds, making healing sounds, it just lulls you right to sleep and you stay asleep better than you usually do.
Well, and another big issue for women, you know, and I think a lot of these things, as you're describing it, I'd be curious you know, having a lot of women come to me looking for different practitioners, oftentimes, you know, in that age bracket, some women are experiencing perimenopause or menopause. And not to say all those issues can't be that, but I wonder how much to loop back to the happiness factor or feeling stuck or not being able to label what they feel sort of held back, or, you know, I'm sure they all have different descriptions of that. But I think I wonder how much of that menopausal assumption is really this happiness piece as well.
Yeah. Probably a big portion of it for a lot of people. You know, it's a tough time, and it goes hand in hand. The, you know, is the hormones changing? Is that causing the depression, or is there some other part of your life that's making you kind of depressed, and then that's just making your hormones wreak havoc? So which direction is it going? And it's not always the way that people think it is.
Right. Yeah, and it sort of becomes this trickle effect, I think, in particularly, again, for women, it's, you know, okay, anxiety, and then inevitably they experience depression, and they go down that road if it's, and it's can be a really dark, hard one. So super appreciative to have people like you that can turn to and ground us and bring balance. Suzanne, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Well, thank you for having me and allowing me to share what I do with you guys and your community.
Well, it's great to see you live, and hopefully I get to see you really soon.
Yes. Yeah, I hope we're back. We're back in person soon.
All right, talk soon.
All right, see you, Charlotte. Take care.